how's the shoulder?
Everything's good. Just taking it day by day.
A little difficult to gauge considering such a short week. If you're going to be ready to go or not.
Like I said, you know, just working hard every day, taking it day by day. Let's see how it goes.
Sante, Scott Shanley, after the last game, kind of made reference to Atlanta as the Saints' little brothers. I'm going to guess that y'all don't feel that way up there in Atlanta.
We wouldn't feel that way, but you know, we're just going to go out there and Thursday night we're going to let our play do all the talking, and we're just going to go out there and play hard.
I mean, the Saints have won 11 of 13. I mean, obviously you haven't been a part of that whole stretch, but what is it about New Orleans and the way they've played the Falcons that have made it such a tough matchup for y'all?
They're a really good team. Really good team. They're better than what their record shows. You know, they have a very explosive offense, you know, a lot of playmakers on defense. And, you know, it's always a rival game. You know, it's a conference game, division game, and you know how that goes. So it's just, you know, it's just a tough battle. You just got to go out there and fight.
Being that you guys played them just a couple of weeks ago, does it make it slightly easier to prepare, considering how well the Falcons know the Saints and vice versa on a short week?
Well, I mean, it doesn't make it easier because we have so much less time, so you got to, you know, try to cram everything in. But you know, you can compare apples to apples, you know, vice versa. So you know, they get to prepare for us the same way we do them. So you know, it's an even matchup, and you know, we know each other. You know, it's no secret. Everybody knows everybody. They know what we do. We know what they do. So we just got to go out there and win.
I know a lot of the Saints fans kind of heckle you, in particular on Twitter. Do you enjoy that? Do you kind of like the banter back and forth, or does it get old after a while?
I mean, it's kind of fun, you know what I mean? Nothing's personal for me, you know. I just go, anything I say and do, I just approach it as fun, you know. You know, I like to talk a little smack here and there, so that, you know, that's what I do. That keep me going, that keep me energetic. It keep me loving the game of football, and it keep me competitive.
Is there a funniest tweet that somebody sent you that you can remember offhand?
Offhand, can't I remember one? You know, I just had one the other day, and I don't remember what it said. It was real funny too. Yeah, no, I mean, I can't remember it, but I'm sure I got a couple of them.
Is this something that let me ask you this: are Saints fans, they tweet you more than other teams, or do you kind of get it from everybody?
You know, I'm kind of getting a lot of Saints fans. You know, just coming from the Eagles. You know, of course they still tweet me or whatever. But yeah, I think it's the Who Dat Nation more than anybody tweet me. And I guess, you know, talking trash, having a little fun, I guess.
What did you guys learn after the last game with the Saints? Obviously, it's the only game you guys lost, and I mean, you guys know the offense real well. But what do you guys need to improve upon going into this week's game?
You know, we got to minimize explosive plays. You know, we got to play a little more physical. You know, we got to stop the run better, and you know, stop the pass better. So we just got to go out and really put our best foot forward, bring our A game.
What's the talk in your locker room right now about making sure the Saints don't end up posing on your logo this time out?
You know, we're really not thinking about that. We're just thinking about how we're going to go out there and attack them and, like I say, play hard and you know, try to hit them in the mouth as much as we can.
Can y'all learn from the way San Francisco's defense played against the Saints' offense this weekend, or do you kind of still have to stay more with what y'all do?
Well, yeah, of course, it's more what we do, but we do take heed of what they've done and the success they had. And, you know, they kind of just went out there and, you know, was a more physical team. You know, they created more turnovers, and, you know, they got the win.